Turkey is ramping up the pressure on the U.S. to extradite an elderly cleric living in America, a cleric that Turkey insists was behind a failed coup attempt last month. Several Turkish lawmakers are in Washington, D.C., making that case. Any extradition would take time, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, in the end, it depends on international politics as much as any court ruling.
Turkey's fractious parties seem to be united on one thing. The U.S. should extradite Fethullah Gulen, a cleric who lives in Pennsylvania and whose followers are being rounded up across Turkey following last month's coup attempt. The chairman of Parliament's Commission on Foreign Affairs, Taha Uzan, described the aging cleric as a missionary cult leader, making a dramatic comparison for American audiences.
The importance of bin Laden, who organized September 11 from Kiev in Afghanistan, was the same as Gulen's importance to Turkey as he organized the bloody July 15 coup attempt from a small town in the United States.
He and his fellow lawmakers had just met with Justice Department officials about this, and Camille Eidan of the Nationalist MHP Party says he got the sense that the U.S. is eager for a solution.
I believe that America is going to refuse losing Turkey as a good partnership in the region. Of course, they are going to require some documents, which is in the process of being prepared. Now, when we send the rest of documents, it's going to be okay then.
But it's not that simple. The first step is for Turkey to persuade the Justice Department to bring the case before a U.S. federal judge, who will then have to decide if Gulen is extraditable. And the U.S. could slow walk this, says John Perry, a professor at Lewis and Clark Law School.
They could take their time getting the materials presented to the court. Then when the court says the guy's extraditable, it has to go to the Secretary of State's office for a review.
And Perry says at that point, this becomes a matter of international politics.
The extradition process is designed with a diplomatic focus. It's designed to create a process that involves the courts not too much and leaves most of the control in the hands of government officials and diplomatic interests.
One factor could be whether Gulen would have any chance of a fair trial in a country that's now arresting thousands of his alleged followers. Turkish opposition lawmaker Özkan Salıcı is trying to make sure this crackdown doesn't become a witch hunt.
We will support the government's fight against these coup plotters. On the other hand, if they are trying to take some opposition members, let's say from civil society, from opposition parties, we'll be criticizing them.
Salıcı is hoping the United States will remind its ally Turkey of the need to return to a normal democracy. He too, though, wants the U.S. to send Gulen to a Turkish court. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.